Joining us now, Bray Houston and, sorry, I blanked there. I'm sorry. Can I get your name again?
Kelly Berry.
Kelly Berry. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Joining us now to talk about the El Trusa Holiday Bazaar, Bray Houston and Kelly Berry. And Kelly, how are you? And Bray, how are you?
Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you for having us today.
All right, let's talk about the El Trusa Holiday Bazaar. First of all, for people who might not be familiar with this, what is El Trusa?
Yeah, absolutely. So El Trusa is a non-for-profit service organization geared towards children's literacy. So all of the funds that we raise go back into the community and stay in McDonough County.
So as the co-chairs of this event, what is it that that you've put into place here?
Yeah, so every year we host the El Trusa Holiday Bazaar, and that is our largest fundraiser. Typically, it's held at Macomb Junior Senior High School, but due to COVID, we have changed that this year. So it is now going to be held at Veterans Park this Saturday, October 23rd, from 9 to 3 p.m., and it's going to be an outdoor event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to look a little bit different than what it typically looks like in the past, but we're super excited for the change and the opportunity to switch it up.
It sounds like a big undertaking.
You know, it feels like a new event because we've been at the high school for so many years that it was pretty much a very well-oiled engine out there, but changing it now to the Veterans Park, it has come with some challenges, but we've worked through them and we're excited for the event to be out there. We have about over 70 vendors that are going to be displaying their handmade crafts, and there will be some commercial vendors there as well.
And I see that you're going to have food trucks as well.
Yes, we are super excited for that. And Kelly will go ahead and name some of those off for us, too.
Yep, so we're excited to have Dame Fine Coffee, Gray's, Woodfire on Wheels, and Trails End Concessions with us.
Wonderful. Talk about the way that the community has supported this event in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have hundreds of customers that come and look forward to this event every year. So that's why we were really hoping just to make sure everyone knows about the changes that are happening where it's not at the high school and it's at Veterans Park. And we also moved it up a few weeks just due to weather, obviously, trying to keep that in our favor. But this weekend looks beautiful. So we are hoping that everyone still continues to support us and come out and support the vendors, too, who have probably had a rough year last year due to COVID. So we're excited for them to be able to display their hard work and their crafts.
Talk about the ways that the El Trusa Holiday Bazaar helps children's literacy.
Yeah, sure. So if it's okay, I'd like to kind of go through our projects and things that we donate to, just so everyone
Please.
Knows what El Trusa works so hard for to put back into our local community. We do adopt a classroom at Lincoln School. So we purchase books and we go and read to our adoptive classroom, Mrs. Scott at Lincoln School. We also stuff mosaic Christmas bags. We ring for the Salvation Army. We also have 4 scholarships that we do every year. 2 are for the Spoon River College Nursing Program. We also offer at least a sophomore college scholarship. We also have a non-traditional student scholarship that we give out. And then also for Ms. McComb, whoever writes the most well-written paper, they also get a scholarship. So those are our scholarships. And then the community projects that we do are we give to Boots for Kids. We always send cards to residents at the Everly House. We volunteer at the Festival of Trees. We work at Heritage Days and also help out Colchester Labor Day for Lions Clubs. So we try to give back as much as possible.
Talk about some of the local businesses that perhaps are supporting this event. Are there some that have helped?
Yeah, absolutely. Our community is so great.
We'd like to thank Walmart, Hy-Vee, Farm King, MTC. I'm sure there's more that we're missing.
I know. Gabby Dye for to Die For Hair Salon. She
Crafty
donated
Coop.
A basket for us. Crafty Coop is always amazing with us. So Crafty Coop has donated a basket as well.
No Place Like Home is also donating a basket, and we really appreciate their support year after year.
Yep. I'm sure we are missing,
I'm sure we're missing
some,
but
yeah, it's all hands on deck to get this together. And we keep saying baskets. So just to explain that a little bit, we always do a 50-50 raffle. And then we also have beautiful gift baskets that we have for people to buy tickets. And then they put their tickets in, what basket they hope to win. And then at the end of the bazaar, we draw the winners for the baskets. So that's a lot of fun too.
Do you have to be present to win?
No, not at all. Nope. We will contact the winner and arrange for them to pick up the basket or for us to deliver it to them.
Well, Brian Kelly, of course, the El Trusa Holiday Bazaar is happening Saturday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Veterans Park. Free admission. Is there anything else you'd like people to know?
We just really want to thank everybody for your continued support. We do look to go back to the high school after this year. But yeah, please support us in this year's event, and we just can't wait for Saturday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too.